Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Oh man, summer's nearly over and not too soon for this poor guy.
Today the entire world is appalled by the brutal murder of Jim Foley by the terrorist group ISIS. I therefore authorized targeted airstrikes if necessary. Let me call once again for us to seek some understanding rather than simply holler at each other. We are united in our view that the situation in Ukraine ought to be resolved diplomatically.
In the immediate aftermath of 9/11, we did some things that were wrong.
That is our direct message to the families in Central America. Do not send your children to the borders.
All of us, including the guy on top of the world, getting hammered by the summer of 2014. All that bad stuff. And then Nicki Minaj has to add to it.
Boy, Tway named Troy, used to live in Detroit. Bitch, soaked in the money, he was getting some coins.
Anaconda, the latest evidence at the end of the summer that the world is ending this summer.
Nope. But sometimes I like to close my eyes and imagine what it'd be like when summer does come.
That's the idea. Find the good side of summer. And there was a good side. It's there if you look. And we've got you looking for summer's best moments.
This is John down here in St. Augustine, Florida. So what was the best thing about this summer? Having the opportunity to reconnect with my wife on a couple of weekend getaways. Watching my one son have the opportunity to have a real spiritual experience rebuilding homes in Appalachia. And watching my other son honing his skills in the theater. It was a great summer in that regard.
Mr. President, your advisors bring you the bad news. The takeaway staff and listeners have an alternative briefing book that we could all use.
I'm just gonna shake, 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 shake. Shake it off, shake it off.
Just shake it off. Like number one hitmaker Taylor Swift did, shaking off her country twang with some real monster pop. She nailed it. Just like the European Space Agency landing the Rosetta probe on a comet this summer.
Like trying to hit a bullet with a smaller bullet whilst wearing a blindfold, riding a horse.
Speaking of hitting the mark, there was the World Cup. What's not to love if you aren't Brazilian?
Could be more here, Schürrle, once again, that's seven! An utter humiliation!
In basketball, LeBron James ditched Miami and became the hero of Cleveland.
Oh, my God.
Becky Hammon gets a full-time coaching job in the NBA.
I'm capable because of my basketball IQ and stuff that they've seen in me personally.
Mr. Perfect Derek Jeter takes a last spin around the bases. Maybe not in the playoffs, though.
Feels amazing. I mean, team from the city and to make it to the Little League World Series and to be one of the 16 top teams in the world, so it's amazing.
Little Moni Davis made it to the Little League World Series and pitched like a pro. What would we all do without baseball?
My name is Barbara, and I'm calling from Sag Harbor, New York. I really got a lift from watching a young girl named Monet pitching in the Little League World Series, and her story was great. And on top of her story, reading about her coach, what he does for kids, and it made me cry that somebody who just gives something like that and makes a huge difference in kids' lives, really great.
Or tennis. A 15-year-old American, Cece Bellis, wins a match at the U.S. Open and then washes out in the next round. But there's suddenly hope for U.S. tennis.
Ooh, child, things are going to get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
The movie Guardians of the Galaxy brings this song back just when we needed it. But how about the movie Boyhood?
Talk to me.
But, Dad, I mean, why is it all on us, though? You know, what about you? How was your week? You know, who do you hang out with? Do you have a girlfriend? What have you been up to?
I see your point.
There were three monster supermoons this summer. Great weather in the Big Apple, and our own station WNYC turned 90. Yeah, it was a great summer.
This is Patty Heath in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I think the best story this summer is the Ice Bucket Challenge. It's a great example of how wonderful things can be done and created out of fun and silliness.
Also, the S&P and Dow hit all-time highs. Brad and Angelina finally got married in France. And our own Brad and Jolenta of the Takeaway staff got engaged. I think they've been to France separately. So how are you doing this summer? Portland, Oregon, after being diagnosed with a life-threatening, non-repairable heart problem, I met and fell in love with a beautiful woman. This summer, she said, yes, we're building a tiny home and we'll marry soon. Life is good. Nice. Kimberly Comer wrote on Facebook, I'm a newlywed and I've had a wonderful summer exploring Western Michigan and kayaking with my handsome husband.
This is Anne from Connecticut. This is what's been great about this summer. My son graduated from high school, started college, and seems really happy. And my daughter had a beautiful baby girl and named it after me.
I'm Paul Lindgren from Denver, Colorado. I'm going back to school this summer to get a master's in economics after being out for 25 years. I finally decided it was time to try something different with my life, and so now I'm doing it.
This is Charmin calling from the Dallas, Texas area. It's been a very difficult summer, but I was trying to stay grounded and happy with my grandkids, climbing trees, swimming, making new friends, building with Legos, playing board games, designing race cars, practicing yoga and meditation, and hanging out at the parks and science museum.
I ran a after-school summer camp, and I have an awesome job working at the YMCA. I'm going back to school, getting out of debt. I found love this summer. This summer has rocked for me.
This is Michelle from Austin, Texas. And the best part of my summer was when we packed up our rental, we pulled our toddler out of school, and we traveled around Europe for 10 weeks. And we're so glad we did because it was a once-in-a-lifetime trip for us.
This is Laurie Williams in Austin, Texas. We had a wonderful summer. And the first thing was that in June, we were able to go to Italy and visit a great friend in Milan. And then we went to Lago Maggiore, up to Switzerland, and then visited friends of ours from Texas who came in to Italy also. And we were in Venice together. And it was just a wonderful, glorious time there.
This is Kate in Bernardsville, New Jersey. What's been great about the summer of 2014 is the most magnificent summer weather I can ever recall, and I'm 57. The New York metro area has been graced with months of blue skies, low humidity, with nights just cool enough to make the next brilliant day feel like a gift.
Give us a pep talk, your best moment of the summer of 2014. We'll share it. And make sure Obama's people give him the news. He needs all the help he can get. 877-8-MY-TAKE to add to the briefing book. Post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
I think it is a positive sign. We're still in the testing phase. I'll have more to say about it tomorrow.
With a smile on his face after all those stories. Thanks so much. And on Monday, more stories from you. Your nominations for the Hardest Working Americans.
I believe my father is one of the hardest working people you can meet. He's always doing something to better somebody else's life.
Despite being only 5'4" tall, my mother is full of gusto and moxie.
Becky is a zookeeper and is completely dedicated to the animals in her care.
Jasmine immigrated to the U.S. about 20 years ago looking for a better education.
The struggle never seemed to end. And neither did her perseverance.
Beth and Bruce are dedicated, energetic, sustainable agriculture farmers who are supplying high-quality local meat, poultry, eggs, and vegetables to customers throughout Chittenden County, Vermont.
My dad taught me that sacrifice for people you love is the right thing to do.
She has taught me, above all, to use grit as a resource.
She really believes in the American dream of achieving success through hard work and dedication.
I owe her everything. She gave me more than one life perspective and a desire to build a life I want for myself. But I know the only gift she'll accept in return is my happiness.
Perfect for Labor Day, eh? I'm John Hockenberry. Have a great weekend. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by Lumosity.com, the brain training program designed by neuroscientists and used by 50 million people, created to improve memory and attention. More at Lumosity.com. The Henry Luce Foundation, for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. And the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable developments in communities across the country.